Do you want to master your life? Do you want to be someone who is like, man, look at Richard, man. He just has this thing about him where he's just mastered his life. Like in every area, man, that guy is just tearing it up. You want to be like that? Where in all the most important areas of your life, you are going and growing and advancing. And because of your repetition, that becomes a part of your reputation. And people begin to look at you like, dang, that's amazing. What a standard, what an inspiration because of the lifestyle that they have. If you want to be like that, you have to learn how to master yourself and your life. That's what I'm going to show you how to do right now. Life mastery. Now, when it comes to life mastery, this is something I've been teaching for over 20 years in over 25 nations. People in government, arts and entertainment, education, business, family, and religion, helping people to really level up. Because I see a lot of really good people, high performers, who they burn out a lot. You know, they have big dreams, big things they want to do, and they're going, they're putting all their time and their energy and their self and their wealth into it, and they're not getting the results that they want because they don't have that clear plan of how to do it. They're not really understanding how, but they're trying. But as we know, life doesn't reward us for trying. Life doesn't reward us for good efforts. Life rewards us for results. So how are we going to produce results in all the most important areas of our life, of me, the things that include me? How can I master me so that way I can take my life, my family, my future to another level? This is life mastery. Life mastery, like, first you need to have these three things on top right here. That's where we start. Because if you don't even have a desire to grow or to get better, then, I mean, you're not going to go anywhere. You got to first want to. You got to have that desire first. So do you have the desire? A desire to get better, to master your life, to grow, to gain, to advance, like to succeed, like to not settle, but to put all that you are into all that you do. Like, do you really have that desire? Because if you do, we can now make a decision. If you have desire, you bring your desire and then you plus a decision. I'm going to do something about this. And then you plus direction, like, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. You're going to win. If you have desire, you want to, you can now make a decision. If you don't want to, you're not going to decide. If you don't want to, you can do it for a short period of time and then you're going to quit. And you're just going to default to what you're doing before because you never really wanted to. And if you don't really want to, when you do something when you don't really want to, how do you do it? You drag your feet. Okay, I guess I'll do it. All right, let's just get this over with. And you're not going to bring all that you are into that you're doing. You're going to do just enough, and you're not going to produce a better future. You're not going to grow like that because you're always doing just enough. Just enough brings you just enough. If you have a just enough type of lifestyle, you're raising your desire, your decision, and your direction. If you're not raising it, you're going to constantly be doing just enough. So you're going to have just enough in your pocket, just enough money, just enough love, just enough support, just enough health, just enough. Like, you don't want that kind of lifestyle, right? You want to have more than enough. To where you have more than enough where you can give to other people and contribute. Like, we want to have more, have it all. We can be content, but want more at the same time. Doesn't mean you're being greedy. We were meant to win. God created you to be the head and not the tail. You were created to win. So let's create some strong desire. Let's make a decision and let's get some direction of how you can get to your next level. If you already have those three things going, hey, let's get into this life mastery now. I'm going to focus on these six areas. See, back in the day, there was the ancient Olympics. You know, today we do the Olympics. They're more focused on who's faster, quicker, and swifter. It's more about physical. People come from all around the world to compete on who runs faster, swims faster, who's the best boxer, who's the long jumper. That's all physical stuff, right? But back in the day with the ancient Olympics, it wasn't like that. See, those circles, each one stood for an area of mastery. Right now, it's more about sports and mastery in the athleticism. But in the ancient Olympics, it was not like that. It was about them mastering themselves mentally. It was about themselves mastering themselves emotionally. It was about them mastering themselves relationally, financially, in all these different areas. They were called to master themselves and then come to represent their nation, to be a human being who was operating at their optimal, at their best, at their highest potential in every area, not just physically. See, we kind of gotten away from that today, but I want to bring it back to the ancient. And I even added one circle, okay? I added another one because I believe that we need to be mastering ourselves spiritually as well. So the other five are like the ancient Olympics, but I'm adding one more for the life mastery. So how do we create life mastery in these six areas? Mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, financially, and spiritually. So if you have the desire, we can make a decision. Let's get some direction in each of these areas. So in order to bring change, you need these three things right here in the middle for each of these six areas. So you need to apply all three of these things into these six areas for you to have life mastery. Now, when you start to be consistent here, it's a game changer. People start to look at you different. You start to be a better leader, a better parent, a better business owner, a better salesperson. Every part of your life will start to upscale because you are operating at your highest potential, and people will begin to even look at you different because your repetition becomes your reputation. And now they start seeing you being consistent, like, damn, Richard, you constantly grow mentally. You're constantly growing emotionally and relating all these areas, and that repetition becomes my reputation, and I'm starting to be known for somebody who is constantly learning and growing and impact. That creates influence. People respect that and will follow it because of the example that you're giving in all the most important areas of your life. So if you want to be more influential, want to be a better leader, then let's get all these six things going, okay? So how do we bring change? This is like a formula for you. I'm not going to get into all the practical details in this session here where I'm going to show you, okay, how to build yourself mentally, emotionally, because I think you already know like at least two or three things that you can do in each of these areas that you can already start to do today. But you need these three things in all six areas. So what does this look like? Okay, so if I need to grow myself mentally, my mindset, if I need to educate myself, I need to give my mind attention. Wherever your attention goes, that's where your power, your energy begins to flow. Whatever you put your attention at, that's what begins to grow. So I need to first give my mindset attention, and then I need to connect emotion to it, like some passion, like, okay, I'm gonna change my mindset. I'm getting excited about it. I need to generate emotion when it comes to making that change. And now I start to take some action. So when I start to give it attention, generate some emotion tied to it, now it's gonna get me to start to move and do something about it mentally. So what does that look like practically? Okay, how am I gonna grow myself mentally? I need to learn. I need to read some books. I need to take some courses. I need to watch some YouTube. So I need to give it attention. Then I start to generate emotion. Yeah, because it's gonna help me. It's gonna help me to grow. And I start to generate this motivation because it's tied to my motive. What's my motive to learn? What's my motive to give this attention? Because it's going to generate benefit, reward. That's going to generate a good emotion in me to start to take some action. So it's not you waiting around like, oh, it's because I don't feel like it, Richard. I'm not very motivated. And you have all these rights and reasons and all these excuses. No, you need to generate the right emotional states for you to get taking action. Same thing with emotions. If I want to build myself, because emotional intelligence is really important, right? In every industry, the people who make the most money are the ones who have the highest emotional intelligence. The top 5%ers like in the world are the ones who have better emotional intelligence. They're not always like offended and bothered. They're not wasting time there because they have that awareness of self. They can manage their own emotions. They're aware of their emotions. They can manage them and control them. And they're not trying to control and manage the emotions of other people, but rather they're not affected by them. So you got to build yourself emotionally. So first you need to give it attention. You need to generate a good quality emotion of why would you want to do that? Why would you want to learn emotional intelligence? Why would you want to learn how to deal with your anger? Why would you want to, you know, learn how to deal with forgiveness and offense? Why? You start to generate the right emotion attached to it, and all of a sudden you're going to start taking action to make some change in that area. Same thing relationally. I'm going to get better in my relationship, whether it's with my spouse, my kids, my clients, my team, whoever it is. I need to first what? Give it attention. Okay, I need to grow these relationships. I need to better these relationships. I need to put attention there first. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to go and build a relationship with this person more, especially if they're like so difficult? Why would I want to do that? I need to generate a good quality emotion attached to this attention, my intention. Like, oh, because one, I'm not going to allow what they're doing or not doing to determine what I'm going to do because I'm better than that. Two, if I better this relationship with this person, it's going to make I'm going to have more peace in my heart. I'm going to feel better. Like, as long as I do my part, whether they do theirs or not, I'm going to feel better in my heart because I did it. Or maybe this relationship, if I can better it, it's going to, you know, help me to score a deal. It's going to open up a business opportunity, or it's going to do something else. Like, you got to show your brain and generate an emotion that's positive of why would you want to give that attention. Now all of a sudden, once you get clear there, you're like, oh yeah, that's why I want to do it. You start to create that motive, get clear on that motive, which brings motivation. Now you start to take more action to get that done. Over here too, physically. I want to lose weight. I want to get more fit. I need to work out. Another year coming soon. And a lot of times people use this New Year's resolution, right? I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to be in the gym. And they don't generate enough emotion, like good positive like emotion to it. They get attention. They start to take action. But then what happens 2 weeks later into the year? First 3 weeks, gyms are full. And then by the end of the month, back to normal. Because people didn't generate enough good quality emotion attached to what they want to do to keep the motivation there, to keep the focus and the commitment there. So if you want to lose weight, or maybe you need to gain weight, you want to get fit physically, or it doesn't mean you need a six pack and go and be a bodybuilder, but you want to get better in your health. First, you need to give it attention. Generate a good quality emotional state that's going to push you and propel you though. Like, why do you want to get better in your health? Why do you want to lose that weight? And start to show yourself, because now you're going to begin to generate an emotion that's going to get you to take action for you to go do what needs to be done. Financially, you want to grow your finances. If you want to grow something, you need to give it attention. Most people don't give their finances attention. They give their work attention. They work
work
and work hard and they do good there, but they're not focused on building their finances. Interesting, right? They focus on doing in their career, but they're not building their money. They're not even thinking about finances. So in order for you to grow your finances, to master your finances, you have to give it attention. You have to learn about it. So first you give yourself the attention. Okay, now you start to generate, okay, why would I want to give finances attention? Because it's so complicated and I don't like math. I don't like numbers. I'm not all about money. We start to tell ourselves these things. And if we generate a low quality emotion, we're not going to go and do it. We're like, I'll do it later. But if you want to grow it, you need to give it attention. Why do I want to pay attention to this? Because it's going to help my family. It's going to help my future. It's going to better my life. I'm going to be able to travel. I'm going to be able to get a nicer house. I'm going to be able to get a nicer car. I'm going to be able to have emergency fund. I'm going to be able to, you know, buy my kids nice things, or I'm going to be able to get whatever it is. You start to look at your motives. You start to generate that good emotional state that's going to push you to take action to start making some changes financially. How about spiritually? Spiritually is really important. Like even when I'm dealing with business owners, like my first few sessions with them, as they hire me to scale their business 30-40% in 6 months. And the first few sessions, I'm making it about them, not their business. I'm making it about the business owner because they are the business. And a lot of times the business is hitting a cap. It's not growing because of the business owner. And the business owner is weak, is being burnt out, is tired and frustrated. They're not seeing the big picture. Why? Because they're not even building themselves spiritually either. And that's a third of who we are. We're body, soul, and spirit. So it doesn't mean it has to be religion. It can be. It's just, what does this look like for you? Don't allow what other people are doing or not doing or what they did in the past when it comes to the spiritual area of our lives, like the bad things, like this church did this and that pastor or that priest did this, so that's why I don't do it. No. What are you doing? This is your life mastery, not theirs. So don't allow what other people did to determine what you're now going to do, because this is a part of your life. So what is this going to look like for you? First, give it some attention. Get clear on what it is for you, what it's going to look like. Start to generate a good perspective about it, of why would you want to do it? What benefits and rewards is it going to bring into your life if you start to build yourself there? When you start to show yourself that, guess what happens to your emotional state? You get more motivated to go and do those things because you see the reward. So now you start to take action towards that. So this is how life mastery works. So first you need to have a desire. Do you really want to get better? Do you really want to grow in all these areas? Because growth produces happiness. You know, if you're not growing, you're either dead or you're dying. If you know you're not growing, you feel like, why am I doing this? I'm not even going anywhere. I'm not growing. You start to lose life. Growth produces happiness. So first have that desire to grow. You want to master your life? Generate that desire. You have it? Let's go. You start to make a decision to do something about it. You start to get some direction, some clarity. And I'm giving you some clarity already with this to how to do this, okay? Give it attention. Generate the right perspective about it, of the benefits and rewards that you're going to get because you're giving that attention. And you start to generate the right emotion that you need that's going to propel you into action. This is how you start to master your life. Life mastery. I'm Richard Martinez. There's a lot of other trainings that I have. You guys look at all these YouTubes below. There's a lot of things that will help you to master your life, business, relationship, your health, every area. So go enjoy the other videos. If you enjoyed this one, please comment below. Comment, like, share it with somebody else. They're like, man, check this out. This is a great perspective, a great concept. We'll share it with somebody. So I appreciate you guys for watching my YouTube videos. Bless you guys. Bless you and all that you do. Now let's go master our life. Let's go. Come on. Let's get it done.